Wednesday, March 3rd, 2011. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Brad Doubleman, making headlines. South Africa backs France's goal for its presidency of the Group of 20 economies, President Jacob Zuma said, stressing that failure to address issues like food price swings would hit the poor hardest. Zuma is on a two-day visit to France at the invitation of President Nicolas Sarkozy, who has sought South African backing for a G20 agenda that includes reforming the international monetary system and reducing instability in commodity markets. We support France's emphasis on the issues of commodity prices, food security, and the future of the international monetary system, Zuma said. Global food prices, measured by the United Nations Food Agency, the Food and Agricultural Organization, may climb to record highs in February for a second straight month, driven by supply concerns amid unfavorable weather and stockpiling by importers. The FAO announced its February Food Price Index, which measures monthly price changes for a food basket of cereals, oilseeds, dairy, meat, and sugar. The index hit a record high in January above the previous high set in June 2008 during a food crisis which sparked riots and panic buying in places as far apart as Haiti, Cameroon, and Egypt. The South African National Roads Agency Limited said that it had raised 750 million rand in its first auction for 2011, which was almost three times oversubscribed. The roads agency, which is implementing the Gauteng Freeway Improvement Project, said that the auction showed the confidence of investors in the toll road program and the government's ability to manage debt. The GFIP's controversial open road toll collection system was suspended last month after a public outcry about the 66 cents per kilometre toll tariff, set to come into effect on June 23rd. Also making headlines. Libyan rebels repulsed the land and air offensive by Muammar Gaddafi's forces as a defiant leader warned foreign powers of another Vietnam if they intervened in his country's popular uprising. Zimbabwe has accused United Nations Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay of being biased against the country and suggested she was a pawn of Western efforts to undermine President Robert Mugabe. And Sudan said that it would hold a referendum on whether to unify the three states of its Darfur territory into one region, a contentious issue at the heart of its 8-year conflict. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today.